New Jersey lawmakers hope to raise awareness about period poverty in an effort to reduce the stigma around menstrual cycles and even address the state's staggering maternal mortality rate for people of color. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier reports.
Period poverty is defined as lacking access to menstrual hygiene tools, including sanitary products like tampons and pads. New legislation would, among other things, urge Congress to allow SNAP, WIC, and Medicaid to cover period products.
With the economy rising, so sometimes you have parents trying to see if they're going to buy pads or are they going to buy food.
That's Assemblywoman Shanique Spate, an Essex County Democrat who also sponsors legislation that establishes menstrual health services for homeless residents. Spate is Black and says she hopes more research will clarify links between menstrual health problems and maternal mortality rates. Black women in New Jersey are 7 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related issues than white women in the state. In Lumberton, 70 miles south of Newark, high school senior Anjali Darji says many of her peers can't afford period products.
Growing up, periods have always been like this very like stigmatized issue. Like that's honestly one of the biggest barriers to accessing these products.
Darji says fellow volunteers with the Alice Paul Institute are developing plans to build period pantries at libraries across South Jersey.
We're fundraising it by ourselves.
Nearly 1 in 5 teens in the U.S. struggles to afford period products, according to a recent study by Thinx. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.